You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. Rebasandaya. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to this time of communing with God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Can we just say we thank you, Lord, for this blessed now, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed now, Lord Jesus. We glorify you right now. We extend ourselves unto you. We present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to be conformed. We want to be transformed. We want, Lord Jesus, for you to just breathe your life, breath of life on us, oh God. We're today asking for your spirit, oh God. We're today asking for your wisdom, Heavenly Father. We're today asking for more of you, oh God. Breathe your breath of life on our faith. Breathe your breath of life on our walk with you. Breathe your breath of life. Hallelujah. Reba sandi hiki onda. Breathe your breath of life on our hope, oh God. We thank you. Give us hope, Heavenly Father. Give us a trust in you, Lord God. Even if we trust you, even if our hope is strong, even if our faith is strong, oh God. Breathe. We still need your breath, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your resurrecting power, oh God, as we have just celebrated the place of Easter, oh God, and we're still in a resurrection season. We thank you that you are the resurrection. You are our life. You are, oh God. And so we just come to celebrate you right now, oh God. We just come to Yetaya, give you the glory, oh God. We come to exalt you. We come, oh God, hallelujah, to say that you are our great I am. We come, oh God, to say that you are our King of Kings. We come, oh God, to say that you are our Lord of Lords. We come to say, oh God, that you are La Tiandaraya, our light. You are our way. You are our truth. You are our life. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. God, we love you. Yes, Lord God, we love you. And Lord God, I want to pray for those whose love of you and for you is a little bit faint or is a lot faint, oh God. Breathe your breath of life, oh God. Awaken us to a new love with you, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. Those of us, oh God, who life has the hardness of life, the hardships of life, the troubles of life, the afflictions of life. And seemingly have tried to rob or robbed our love of you, oh God. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for moving and being in the midst and drawing us back to you, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. Draw us back to you, oh God. For what can separate us? Jesus, hallelujah. The Bible says, what can separate us from the love of Christ? What can separate us from the love of God? I'm gonna look it up real fast. In Romans chapter 8, it says, who shall separate, the King James Version says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I believe that that is something for someone, that we are more than conquerors, that you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, I thank you that you are not allowing tribulation to separate us from the love of Christ. You are not allowing the distresses to separate us from the love of Christ. In fact, that you are ministering to and delivering us from those things that are causing us distress, and that you are helping in the area of stress and helping in the area of distress and persecution, oh God, and famine and nakedness and fears, oh God. Deliver us from the fears, oh God, that the only fear that we have is an awe, a reverence, a fear of you, oh God, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love and a power and a sound mind. Power you gave us, love you gave us, a sound mind you gave us. And so, God, we thank you for our love walk with you. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for placing a hedge of protection around our love walk with you and the things that's trying to suffocate our love with you, oh God. I thank you that you're ministering in the area. Send your angels, oh God, to minister in those areas of need, physical need, financial need, emotional need, relational need, oh God. Yes, mental need, oh God. We thank you. Your word tells us that you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory, oh God. As we seek ye first today, that's what we're doing. In your righteousness, as we're seeking your love yet again, even if we're all the way in love and fully on fire of love for you, oh God, we can fall deeper in love. Yes, our love can get even hotter, oh God. And so I thank you that you're speaking to all of us on the spectrum of love, oh God. And as we seek ye first, you God, in your kingdom, in your righteousness, oh yes, hallelujah, we thank you today, oh, and we're going to believe that you're adding unto us, hallelujah, you're adding unto us strength, and you're adding unto us love, and you're adding unto us peace, and you're adding unto us hope, and you're adding unto us financial provision, and you're adding unto us joy, and you're adding unto us your countenance, lifting our countenance towards you, and you're adding unto us healthy relationships, and you're adding unto us sound counsel, and you're adding unto us wise counsel, and you're adding unto us, hallelujah, liberty, yes, oh God, and you're adding unto us freedom, oh God, and we thank you for adding unto us, oh God, thank you for adding unto us that which we can't even articulate. We thank you, oh God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for what you're adding unto us. The Bible tells us that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. Oh, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. Resta tabagadia. And so, Father God, I thank you for adding unto us that we are seeing you and your glory, in your splendor, in your righteousness, in your goodness, in your riches, overtake that place of lack and overtake, hallelujah, that place of a dryness, and overtake that place of famine, and overtake that place of resatabagadi andaraya rosoyo, even little. Yes, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. 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 Even the Bible says in Psalm 34:10 that the lions may grow weak and hungry. They lack. And the King James says the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And I thank you, oh God, that you are not keeping any good, you're not withholding any good thing from us. You're not withholding any good thing from your daughter. You're not withholding any good thing from your son. You're not withholding any good thing from your servant. You're not withholding any good thing from your child. You're not withholding any good thing from those who believe, oh God, in you. Hallelujah. And we believe, oh God. We're refixing our eyes on you, for we have seen a lot, oh God, heard a lot, been in the trenches with a lot, oh God. But we are walking by faith and reminded today that we are walking by faith and not by sight. Oh God, we are reminded today that we are to live by faith, hallelujah. Yes, God, we are to live by faith and not by sight. So we are to live by faith and not by our feelings. Because there are times when our feelings will not align with our faith. Let faith arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Let faith arise, hallelujah. Let faith be the standard, hallelujah. Let faith be the priority, hallelujah. Let faith be the non-negotiable, hallelujah. Let us be fully persuaded, oh God, by our faith, fully persuaded by which you have spoke, fully persuaded by your truth, fully persuaded by your word, fully persuaded by your promise. God wants me to let some of us know that there's a time when the promise, hallelujah, there will be the promise spoken from heaven and problems on the earth. And the problems will try to overtake and cancel out the promise. But God said the promise has the power to overshadow the problems, that the problems are temporary and his promise will and shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Ribo sundi iribigi anda. The problems arise, hallelujah, for the word's sake. Let the word be the standard. Let the word of God be the standard. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let the word of God be our standard. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Let the word of God be the standard. Let the word of God be a rebasaya, the dictator, be the influencer. Let the word of God influence our decisions. Oh, let the word of God dictate our response. Let the word of God dictate to me what I believe. All the things that we see, the things in the natural, the things of the circumstance, the things of the situation, the things of the diagnosis, the things of the predicament, the things of the affliction, the things of the trouble, the things of the hardship, the things of pride. Yerabosoya will not dictate. Hallelujah, Rebasandaya. Oh, but God will dictate. I hear the Lord say the things of people pleasing will not dictate. But the Lord, let the Lord and the word of God dictate, influence, lead us, guide us. Yes, hallelujah. Let the word of God be that which we surrender to, submit to. Yes, God, we thank you today for encouraging us in the things of God. Encourage us, O God. Encourage us in the things of the heavenlies. Encourage us in the things of truth. Encourage us in the things of life and life more abundantly. Encourage us with the things of all things being possible with you, God. Encourage us, hallelujah, rebasaya, in the knowing that with God, all things are possible. Encourage us in the knowing that there is nothing too hard for you. Encourage us in the knowing. Yes, hallelujah, rebo korosi ki andarayerebo sondia. That my God is able, that you, God, are able. Lord God, encourage us in the waiting space. Encourage us, oh God, as we've been praying and waiting for the manifestation. Encourage us as we've been praying and waiting for an answer. Encourage us, oh God. Encourage us through the fire. Encourage us, oh God, in the midst. Encourage us, oh God, in the midst of the storm. Encourage us, in that shut up place. Encourage us, oh God, in that bound place. Encourage us into liberty. Encourage us, oh God, with a fresh perspective. Encourage us with a new attitude. Encourage us, oh God. Encourage us with more of you, oh God. Oh Lord, breathe your breath of life on us, oh God. Encourage us out of that depressed place. Encourage us out of that hurting place. Encourage us out of that victim place. Encourage us out of that woe is me place. Encourage us out of that overwhelmed place. Encourage us out of that negative place. Oh God, encourage us, hallelujah. Encourage us, oh God. Encourage us in the strength of God. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Encourage us out of that crying place. Encourage us through that crying place. Encourage us through that grieving place. Encourage us through that mourning place. Oh God, encourage us. Encourage us in your wings of a comfort. Encourage us in your wings of healing. Encourage us in your wings of protection. Encourage us, oh God. Encourage us, oh God, in that insecure place. Encourage us out of that insecure place. Oh God, encourage us from looking to the left and to the right. Encourage us out of that comparing place. Oh God, encourage us. We need your encouragement, Lord. Woo, Jesus, encourage us into a laughter. Encourage us into an oil of joy. Encourage us out of that spirit of heaviness. Encourage us and clothe us with a garment of praise. Oh God, encourage us. Encourage us to get in your word. Encourage us to stay in your word. Encourage us to step out on faith. Oh God, encourage us. Hallelujah. Reba yandara yarabo sondia. Send your angels to encourage us. Send your angels, oh God. Send your angels to disrupt the chaos. Send your angels to disrupt the dysfunction. Oh God, encourage us. Send your angels, oh kutiti andaraya, to detoxify the toxic. Oh God, send your angels to encourage encourage us to even a standard that you have set, a healthy standard. Yes, God, that send your angels to encourage us and that you are our first love. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, is there anything that we're exalting? Is there anything that we're giving precedence to? Is there anything that we're setting above you, God? Let you be our first love. Yes, hallelujah. Is there anything, oh, God? Pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us into alignment with you. Is there anything? Is there money, desires, people, past hurts, pains, rejection? Oh God, betrayals. Is there anything that we are exalting? Worries, concerns, cares, fears. Is there anything that we're exalting? Higher than you. Is there anything, oh God, that we are loving on? And I hear the Holy Spirit is telling us that we can be loving on that which we don't want. And that loving on can, like, for instance, be like a worry. I'm meditating. I'm constantly thinking about, right? And it, that seemingly is not loving on. Hallelujah. But we're spending a lot of time in that area. God, free us right now. Lord God, deliver us right now. Lord God, set us free. Set us free from that which we are handcuffed to. Set us free from that which we are shackled to. Set us free from that which our minds is cuffed on. Yes, God, set us free from that which our souls have cleaved to and attached to that's not of you. Set us free, oh God. Set us free. Restore our souls, oh God. Set us free, oh God, in our heart areas, oh God. Set us free. I hear the word of the Lord say that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Lord God, breathe your breath of life in that place where hope has been deferred, oh God. Move in that area, oh God, and bless us, oh God, and revive our hope, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Rebasa yetatata yaraboso. Rebasa tabogoroso torobashia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You, Lord. Yes, here we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Set us free in that area of unforgiveness. Ooh, Jesus. Set us free from that that spirit of bitterness and anger and that dark spirit and depression. Set us free from the spirit of oppression. Set us free, oh God. Set us free. Set us free from holding on to a hurt, holding on to a pain, holding on to what someone did, holding on to what someone didn't do. Set us free. Free, oh God, set us free, oh God, from the why me? Why did that happen to me, oh God? That we're locked in that place and we can't move forward in the freedom of how you want to minister in the life that you want to give us. In spite of God, you're able to use all things to work together in our good. You're able to use all things to bring forth a beauty, for ashes. Hallelujah. Yes, beauty for ashes. Yes, God, beauty for ashes. Set us free from the past, that wherever we're holding on to past, and set us free from the if I would've and if I could've. Thank you, oh God. Set us free from the place that we're locked in and we're and unable to enter into a life that you want to give us now. And in the life that you want to give us now, the past is trying to rob us from. Set us free, oh God. Yes. John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came, oh God. You came, Jesus, that we may have life and life more abundantly. So, Lord God, God, or whatever's trying to kill, steal, and destroy, whatever's trying to rob, or we come against it now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever's trying to kill, steal, and destroy our hope, whatever's trying to kill, steal, and destroy our faith, whatever's trying to kill, steal, and destroy, Kiarabasaya, our trust in you, we come against it now in the name of Jesus. We pull it down now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, life and life more abundantly. We declare it now, life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Life and life more abundantly. Thank you, oh God. Breathe your breath of life and life more abundantly into the very our cells, the fiber of our being, our muscles, our tissues, our joints, the marrow, oh, our soul, spirit, our organs, oh God, our eyes, our the head, the very hairs on our head, oh God, revive. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. We stop right here, right now, and we bless your name. We spend some time in this place of the Spirit, worshiping you right now. Yes. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God, right now. We thank you that you are in a place of our praise, that you inhabit the places of our praise. And we thank you that you are in the midst. Hallelujah. When two or more of us are gathered in your name, there I am in the midst. Oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and we give you the highest praise. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Yahweh. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Adonai. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Ancient of Days. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Abba Father. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Almighty. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, El Shaddai. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Elohim. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Jehovah Sabaoth. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Jehovah Nissi, our banner. We thank you, O God, and exalt you, Ayerabasataya, Lord of hosts. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, our Lord of lords. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you, Ayetayandarabosotorobokorosotarayaradakarasataraya. We thank you, O God, and we exalt you. The only living God, we exalt you right now, hallelujah. We exalt you right now, hallelujah. Reba satarabokoro satatabaya. We thank you right now and we exalt you. Yes, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we exalt you. We set you on high. We set you on high and we make you Lord and we ask that you will be Lord of our emotions. Be Lord of our mind. Be Lord of our thoughts. Ooh, Jesus. Be Lord of our relationships. Be Lord of our family. Be Lord of our finances. Yes, we submit and surrender it all to you. We submit and surrender them to you. Be Lord of our workplace. Come on, somebody. You be Lord. You be Lord of my workplace. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You be Lord of my workplace. be Lord. Hallelujah. You be Lord. You be Lord of my ministry place. You be Lord of my of the marketplace. You be Lord of my marketplace. You be Lord, hallelujah, of my marriage. You be Lord of my children. You be Lord. Oh, when we give the responsibility to God, when we say, Lord, you be Lord over my child. You be Lord over our children. You be Lord over this home. You be Lord over this address. You be Lord over this vehicle. You be Lord. Woo, Lord. You be Lord. You be Lord. Thank you, God. We make you Lord. Ooh, some of us have made ourselves Lord of a thing, of a, like, in the, where we have to take full responsibility and I gotta handle this, I gotta make. No, God is saying to make me Lord. You be Lord. Ooh, Lord. You be Lord. Yes, Lord. You be Lord. You be Lord. Hallelujah. You be Lord. You be Lord. You be Lord. We make you Lord. We reset you as Lord. You be Lord of our health. You be Lord. Yes, God. You be Lord of our heart. Ah, yerabosiandatatatandaraya. You be Lord. The Bible says to guard our heart. We make you Lord of our heart. We make the word Lord of our heart. Ooh, how about that? Yes, God. You be Lord. You be Lord. And when God is Lord, amen, we surrender and submit to a forgiveness. We surrender and submit to a gentleness. We surrender and submit to a self-control, a temperance. We surrender and submit to a long-suffering, a patience. We surrender and submit to did I say forgiveness? Let's say it again. Forgiveness. We submit and surrender to a kindness. We submit and surrender. Surrender to a meekness. We surrender and submit to a humbleness. Is that a word? Okay, we just made it one. We surrender and submit to a faithfulness. We surrender and we submit. Did I say gentleness? Let's say it again. Gentleness. Oh, yes, God. We surrender and we submit to a love. We surrender and we submit to a joy. Oh, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We surrender and we submit to a peace. Excuse me. We thank you for peace. Yes, Lord. Thank you for right now for peace. And as we're closing in this place of prayer, I speak peace. We thank you for peace. Your shalom. You are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, yes. And it's more than peace. It's that we're not, we're whole and we're complete. Nothing missing. There we go. Here we go. Nothing lacking. Ah, yes, God. And so as we close in our time of prayer, we thank you for your shalom. We thank you for your peace. Oh, God, you said that you come and that you give us a peace, not like the world's peace. And so let us seek after that peace, oh God. Let us not seek from a place of like temporary, like just temporary escape and temporary satisfaction that comes in a form that come through the ways of lust and substances and things. Let your peace be our portion. Let your peace unlock us from the things that we're trying to find pleasures from outside of you, oh God. And free us in that area. We thank you. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your peace be our portion as we are walking through a thing. And let your peace be the thing that keeps us moving forward. Let your peace, oh God, overtake us. Let your peace overwhelm us. Let your peace be in our bedrooms. Let your peace be as we go into those meetings. Let your peace lead us into the appointments. Let your peace be the conversation starter. Let your peace be the mediator. Ooh, Shandere Bakandaraya. Yes, God. Let your peace be our portion. And so, Father God, we bless you today. And Father God, we thank you today. And Father God, we adore you today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for that spirit of forgiveness. We thank you for joy, your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need joy. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yerabo sondi arabasaya. Give us a joy that makes no sense. Give us a joy that can't be attributed to anything but Yahweh, but you, God, but the only living God. Yes. Thank you, God. I thank you for moving in our lives and hearing our prayers and answering our prayers and attending to our cries and soothing our soul and helping us through and blessing us with life and life more abundantly. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this time. And may we meet again. And until then, know that you are blessed. Know that you are the apple of God's eye. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Know that you have the victory. Know that you are healed. Know that you are blessed. Know that you are well. Know that it is well. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmeracha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.